Hey everyone, Ethan here. Got a great podcast episode for you today. But first I wanted to mention that if you'd like, you can watch this episode on YouTube. You can see me play piano and see me talk if you are interested in that. The link is in the description. It's free. Or just keep on listening to the podcast and enjoy this in audio form. It's up to you. Thanks for listening. Here we go. Well, hello and welcome to the Carolina Shout podcast. My name is Ethan Uslin and I'm your piano player and host. I'm here in my home in Charlotte, North Carolina, sporting a snazzy new haircut that my wife, Kate, just gave me. She's been the family barber the past few months and she has turned out to be a real whiz with the sizz. And I don't know about you, but I feel like I play piano a lot better when I have a good haircut. It's kind of like the biblical Samson. He had a good haircut in the beginning, and he was doing his thing, wrestling lions, but then he got a bad haircut, and he totally lost his mojo. It is imperative that you have a spiffy haircut if you want to succeed. Moving on, today's episode, I'm going to play some songs about mice and rats. And that piano piece I started off the episode with was called Church Mouse on a Spree by Frank Froba. Frank Froba was from New Orleans originally and was a pianist and band leader during the 1930s and 40s, and he had a really nice, light, sparkling piano style that you might want to check out, Frank Froba. And his Church Mouse on a Spree, I assume, was inspired by a 1934 movie called The Church Mouse. And in this movie, a meek, unassuming secretary, a self-described church mouse, gets a makeover and attracts male attention wherever she goes. So she becomes a church mouse on a spree. And I totally relate to this because I too have been a church mouse. The past few months, I've been wearing sweatpants, ill-fitting t-shirts, and my hair has been mangy and disheveled. But now I got this chic haircut and I'm dressed to kill. So watch out, world. This church mouse, this ex-church mouse is going on a flipping spree. The next song I'd like to play is called Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in Town. It's from 1933, and it's by Ann Ronell, who wrote songs for Disney at that time. Not a bad gig. She was originally from Omaha, Nebraska, and she went to Radcliffe College, and when George Gershwin was in town, she interviewed him for the student newspaper. And during that interview, she told Mr. Gershwin that she was an aspiring songwriter herself, and the next thing you know, Gershwin started interviewing her, and he ended up taking her under his wing and helping her break into showbiz. The two became very close, and there has been speculation as to the nature of their relationship. I know some of you listeners are raising your eyebrows. But all I have to say about this relationship is that later in life, when George Gershwin was long gone, Ann Ronell said that he had treated her as if she was a sister in the Gershwin family, and she had nothing but nice things to say about his generosity as a friend and mentor. So that's that. Case closed. You may now lower your eyebrow. And let's get on with the music. Here is Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in Town, a song that Ann Ronell wrote for Disney in 1933. So that was Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in Town, a cute song that I like a lot, and I think it's one of those rare songs that appeals to children, but adults as well. And yes, I can hear my grammatically minded listeners wondering about the title of the song, Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in Town. Shouldn't it be Mickey Mouse and Minnie are in town? Well, I think it's wrong on purpose, like the backwards R in Toys R Us. You know, when you market stuff to kids, you have to spell things wrong or use bad grammar. It's marketing 101, people. That's why from now on I'm changing the spelling of the Carolina Shout podcast. The C in Carolina will be replaced by a K. I think that will make this podcast more kid-friendly. Also, to appeal to the youngsters, I will try to make more language mistakes. On porpoise. Here's another Mickey Mouse song for you, and honestly, I was on the fence about playing this one because it's really a lousy song. It's called, What? No Mickey Mouse? What kind of a party is this? Which apparently was a catchphrase in the 1930s because people loved Mickey Mouse and they'd go to the movies, and if there wasn't a Mickey Mouse cartoon, they'd say, What? No Mickey Mouse? And so Irving Caesar, who was a lyricist, turned this into a song. And Caesar was a wonderful and prolific lyricist, and he wrote the iconic words to T for Two, so he was a true professional. But for this song, he wrote the words and the music, and maybe he should have gotten someone else to write the music, because he seems like he's out of his element here. It's really not a good song, and the lyrics aren't so great either. I like the opening lines, which are, "What? No Mickey Mouse? What kind of a party is this?" That's mildly funny, but it just goes downhill from there. But since I've devoted all this time telling you about it, I kind of have to play it. So here it is. "What? No Mickey Mouse? What kind of a party is this?" by Irving Caesar. And thankfully, my rendition is only 38 seconds long. So I think we could all suck it up for 38 seconds. Here it is. "What? No Mickey Mouse? What kind of a party is this? Your lions roar, your tigers snore. I've heard them roar and snore before. I don't know why you'd make a fuss about your hippopotamus. Your dogs bow wow, your cats meow. I know that you can milk a cow, but Mickey makes me laugh and how, and I want Mickey now." So there you have it. "What? No Mickey Mouse? What kind of a party is this?" Not the greatest song in the world. I suppose if I had been more motivated, I could have played it with more passion and pizzazz, more gusto. Maybe that would have sold it a bit more. Maybe I could have gotten a real singer to sing it, but I don't know. I don't think that would have helped that much. I mean, the lyrics don't even make sense. "I know that you can milk a cow." What does that mean? I think Irving Caesar probably wrote the song in 5 minutes, and he figured if he could tie Mickey Mouse into it, he'd make money. And he probably did make money. So good for him. All right, well, now I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel of mouse songs, so let's do some rat songs. Here's an old New Orleans classic called the Muskrat Ramble. I think the muskrat is a type of rat. It's like a rat that wants to be a beaver, but doesn't have the big tail. And, yeah, it's a rat. And the Muskrat Ramble is usually credited to the great New Orleans trombonist Kid Ory, although many years later, Louis Armstrong claimed that he wrote it, and that Kid Ory just named it. And the great soprano saxophonist Sidney Bechet said that neither of them wrote it, and that it was really just a popular tune going around New Orleans called "The Old Cow Died and the Old Man Cried." So, who knows? It's a mess. Here it is, the Muskrat Ramble. So that was the Muskrat Ramble, and now I'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Kate's Barbershop. I'm just wild about Kate's Barbershop, Kate's Barbershop. I can't live without Kate's Barbershop, Kate's Barbershop. Katie gives me a nice little trim. You gotta sit still or she'll cut off a limb. All I crave is just Katie's Barbershop, Katie's Barbershop. Great clips won't do, they're no good. If I don't go to Kate's salon, I get woolly like a mastodon. Kate's Barbershop, I love you. Thank you, Kate's Barbershop. You've really done great work. And now I have one more musical number for you, and this one is called Rats, with 2 exclamation points. It was published in 1914 and was composed by M. Kendry Miller, of whom I could find no biographical information. As far as I know, M. Kendry Miller only has 3 musical compositions to his name. I suspect he got a taste of the harsh music business as a young man and decided he'd get out while he still could. Very wise. His rag, Rats, with 2 exclamation points, was published in Athens, Texas, where I have never been. And I looked up Athens, Texas, and apparently that's the home of the hamburger. The hamburger was invented in Athens, Texas. Who knew? I always thought hamburgers were invented in Hamburg, Germany. But no, they were invented in Athens, Texas. So instead of calling them hamburgers, they should be called Athenians. Let's start a movement. But first, we're all here for the ragtime, so here's Rats with 2 exclamation points. And in my opinion, Rats might just be the second greatest thing to ever come out of Athens, Texas. Here it is. So that was Rats with 2 exclamation points by M. Kendry Miller of Athens, Texas. And now I think this podcast has progressed from rare to well done, and it's time to roll the credits. The Carolina Shout Podcast is produced at the Uslan Family Abode in Charlotte, North Carolina. Ethan Uslan, who is me, is the pianist and host. Kate Uslan, who is my spouse, is the audio-video editor and the beautician. I know you didn't hear from her in the podcast today, but she prefers to be humble and behind the scenes. A church mouse, if you will. But she occasionally goes on sprees, so watch out. I would like to thank Athens, Texas for Rats and Hamburgers. Or should I say Rats and Athenians, as I now call hamburgers. and I'd like to thank Mickey Mouse. No party is complete without Mickey Mouse. Although as much as I love Mickey, my rodent of choice has always been the muskrat. When I go to a party, the first thing I do is scan the room, and if I don't find what I'm looking for, I say, "What? No muskrat? What kind of party is this?" That's my catchphrase. All right, I think we're done here. Thanks for listening to the Carolina Shout.